On June 19th, the Food Depot Network of Montreal and NDG region launched their local market of sustainable products. The project went through a long way of being established, and it is finally here, unique in its own way, ready to serve the residents of NDG. The goal of the market is to make good sustainable food choice an available option, as the Montreal's Department of Public Health classified NDG as the region with three food deserts, where organic produce is not available to the residents. Moreover, 25% of families in NDG must survive on less than $20,000 a year. One in three children in NDG live below the poverty line. Sikiti attended the opening of the market and talked to Nicole Fornelli and Linda Porter. My name is Katerina, and let's hear what they have to say. So we're here today with Sikiti at the local market in NDG region of Montreal, and it's just open today, and I think we'll be here from 2 till 7. Please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit who you are, and have you had any part in organizing the event?
Okay. So my name is Nicole Fornelli, and I work with the NDG Community Council, and I co-coordinate the NDG Coalition for Food Security. Mm-hmm. So this coalition is made up of 26 partner organizations in the borough that all work in different ways to address food insecurity in the borough.
Okay.
And back in 2013, the NDG Coalition applied to la Direction de la Santé Publique, which is a regional health authority on the island of Montreal, for funding for a five-year initiative to provide better access to fresh produce at an affordable price.
Okay.
So there's been, within NDG, there is different sectors that were identified as food deserts. So in these food deserts, it means that there was a lack of accessibility. So being able to get fresh produce was quite far for a lot of residents to walk to, as well as sometimes the cost at bigger grocery stores are quite expensive. So the Direction de la Santé Publique has an initiative on the entire island of Montreal to provide better access to fresh fruits and vegetables. So the coalition applied for this funding for over 5 years for $225,000 over the course of 5 years to implement a project in order to provide better access to fresh fruits and vegetables.
So would you say it's one of the first projects that was actually organized, you know, in this area to help improve accessibility to food?
So the NDG Coalition for Food Security has been around for quite a while, off and on since 1992, and it's kind of gone in flux of how it's functioning. But they've done many initiatives in the borough. There used to be public markets that ran for a little while, and then other organizations kind of doing their own activities. But this was really kind of first time that we can get a, you know, decent amount of funding for a long period of time, and kind of having the support from the Direction de la Santé Publique, as well as kind of other members of the coalition, has been has been really great in getting this market up and happening.
So
the NDG coalition applied for it in 2013, and then there is a process of doing surveys with residents, kind of asking what would residents like to see happen in the neighborhood in order to provide better access for them.
How were the surveys conducted? Just by the internet?
So the NDG Coalition hired a company called Co-op Intelfest, and they created a paper survey as well as an online survey. And then there was a contract worker that was hired to go and do the surveys in all the different sectors of NDG. So the sectors are Fielding Walkley, West Haven, St. Raymond's, and Benny Farm. These are kind of the four identified sectors in the neighborhood.
So would you say that's how people know about, you know, what's happening today? Just because I guess not every person walks into the street and sees the market. How was the advertising and marketing organized?
So I guess it's been a long process since 2013 it started. We did the surveys in 2013, 2014. And then in February of 2014, there was a large public symposium. So we invited partner organizations of the borough as well as residents to come and take part in different workshops, like working groups, to identify different needs as well as solutions to meet these needs. And kind of the one the one solution that stood out the most was having a community-run market. Mm-hmm. So this, that kind of inspired what we see today. Yeah. So from that symposium, the NDG Coalition took that information, and we did a feasibility study to kind of best identify, you know, what do we need in in order to
serve people better, I guess.
Yeah, or like, and to make the project to be sustainable.
Uh-huh.
And then in October of 2014, the NDG Coalition for Food Security mandated to the NDG Food Depot the role to implement the project.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the project that we see today. So this is the Marché Bonne Bouffe NDG, the NDG Good Food Market. Yeah, and that's where we are right now.
Thank you for answering the questions.
No problem. And I guess the answer for promotion, it's been a lot through the members of the NDG Coalition for Food Security, as well as the NDG Food Depot, doing a lot of promotion, invited elected officials of the borough, as well as our funders, the Direction de la Santé Publique, as well as other multiple partners and residents, of course.
Yeah.
And the food just comes from different local markets, right? From local farmers.
The market coordinator, Nicolas Braesch. He's done a lot of work in terms of partnering with local farmers as well as local distributors to get all the produce that we see today.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. Just I guess my last question would be: do you expect many people to come, and how many people I guess know about the project, and are you hopeful that more and more residents of this part of the city will know that it's happening today and every Friday?
Yes. Yeah. I think word will spread for sure. Mm-hmm. And the NDG Food Depot has partnered it or done it parallel when they have residents that come to get the food baskets from the NDG Food Depot.
Okay.
So as residents come out, they can see the market.
Oh, that's very convenient.
Yeah,
well, thank you.
Other partners, and it will be happening every Friday from 2 to 7 throughout the summer. So word will spread.
Yeah. Thank you. That's great. Maybe you could just introduce yourself and say how you're related to the organization of this event.
Sure. My name is Linda Porter. I sit on the board of directors of the Food Depot as past president. I've been with the depot since its beginning in 2003.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I guess it's almost 2 hours of the market being open. What do you think of it? I think we have a lot of people here.
I think it's fantastic. The food that is offered to eat is so good, and I mean it's prepared so well by the people at the depot, and there's a guest restaurant, and the vegetables and are very, very affordable, and I think a lot of people are here out to support it. Mm-hmm. So now it's an excellent. I think it's an excellent turnout.
Sure.
We have a beautiful day too, so this is only the beginning. We'll be doing this all summer.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. And I guess we'll have different chefs, right, on different days too.
Yeah, there'll be a different chef every Friday.
Every Friday.
So that'll be nice representing an organization.
Mm. As a person involved in all this movement of sustainable food service and just giving, I guess, residents an opportunity to eat better and not pay a lot for it, do you think it's a unique project in a sense? And are there many like it, many markets like this?
Probably not in Montreal, not that I'm aware of anyways. That's what we're trying to do here at the Food Depot is grow our organization to be something that, well, first of all, that's inclusive, so not only people who, so everyone can use it, everyone in the neighborhood. We really want to become a community food hub, where people come to eat and come to meet people and to do cooking workshops and all that. We have tons of other programs too, so.
I hope this project can do that.
I hope so too. I think it can. I think it will actually, yeah.
I heard that, well, I actually read in the press release and in other places that this region of Montreal particularly is subjected to
food deserts.
Yeah. So.
Well, in NDG, we do have specific food deserts around where people don't have easy access to fresh fruit and vegetables.
Yeah.
So this is another thing that we're trying to do here. Maybe this isn't isn't the best location because it's a beautiful location, but I don't know, it's not necessarily a food desert because we're right on the edge of Westmount and stuff. But we're in NDG and we're accessible here.
Definitely.
And, yeah.
Well, let's hope that every Friday we'll have as good of a turnout as people, right?
Yeah, I'm sure that it's going to just even get better.
Thank you.